to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now just imagine if the federal government was the sole legal supplier of cell phones. All right? First of all, they'd still be under review. All right? You'd be listening to hearings in Congress on cell phones. And when they were finally approved, the contract to make them would go to an Obama donor. And, of course, they'd come out looking about the size of a shoe with a collapsible solar panel attached to them, all right?
That's Mitt Romney out on the campaign trail taking a swipe at the president and the way things are working or not working in Washington. So let's have that as sort of the overview getting started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The presidential race is where we begin. I'm Doug Steffen. Here is conversationalist Mitch Albom and Ken Brown talking to callers on their program in Detroit about the high school bully story. If something that happened that far back should really be considered in the presidential race.
You probably have heard about this story about Mitt Romney when he was at Cranbrook. And apparently some of his classmates at Cranbrook have told the Washington Post that there was an incident when he was at Cranbrook where he and some other friends jumped on a kid and cut his hair off. And that kid turned out to be gay, and make of it what you will. But I'm less interested in the Republican, Democratic, liberal, conservative, same old argument that goes on every day than I am about at what point does the behavior of the person you want to vote for president kind of fall off the statute of limitations thing. For example, if the kid was, when he was 5 years old, he pooped his diaper out in public, does that mean that he's not presidential material? Most people would say, no, that shouldn't matter. Some would say, it depends on his birth certificate. Can we see it? If the kid's in grade school, mm-hmm, and he runs for class president in sixth grade, and he makes an insulting slogan towards a girl, is he sexist and therefore not qualified to be president? Most people would say, probably not. Unless we have to see his birth certificate.
Right.
So does something that happens in high school affect your choice for somebody for president? Now I'm not talking about if you shot somebody.
I burned high school down or something.
Yeah.
I'm leaving his high school in flames.
I'm talking about something like this, and not this particular thing, because then it'll get into, well, why don't the Democrats either? I'm just talking in general. If there was something that went on in high school, some behavior, not illegal, not, you know, something that landed him behind bars, but something that isn't so admirable, but is stuff that happens in high school. Does that matter to you when you're picking a president? Do you say, well, how he behaved in high school, that's a predictor of what he's going to be as a 50-something-year-old man in the White House? At what level, you know, there was all that talk about, did Bill Clinton inhale marijuana when he was in college? And there are some people who say, who cares what he did in college? He didn't know he was running for president in college. People change from college. Well, what do you say about as far as high school is concerned? Or is high school not far back enough? We need to see the birth certificate.
Especially now that you got 70s high school. I think 70s, don't you agree that the 70s generation was a different generation? So if you were in your formative years then, it could have been a lot of stuff you got into. I mean, it was anti-war stuff going on. There was that civil rights stuff going on. There was a whole bunch of different things. It just wasn't like the Leave It to Beaver days where you were a conformist and you went along there. But so you could actually be in the paper.
And any president that's going to run for office now, unless it's John McCain, is going to either have gone to school in the 60s or 70s. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mitch. I think anything before the age of 18, you get a free pass, just like legal records.
Free pass, anything the age before 18. All right. There's an easy way of doing it. In that case, doesn't matter what Mitt Romney did. Barbara, hi.
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 Hi, this is Barbara, and I'm telling you, what you did as a kid stays with you as a kid. It's not the man you are today.
Okay, so we cut it off. All right. I was going to say, if she said what you did as a kid is who you are today, I'm in deep, deep trouble. Deep trouble.
Up next, Ron Paul's decision and the latest from the polls here on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car, and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Determination. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscapes deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
So you know what happens here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We focus on the hot hits in talk radio and hear our hosts Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking about whether it's time for Ron Paul to get on the Romney bandwagon.
Should Ron Paul endorse Mitt Romney to promote party unity, yes or no?
Wait, no.
He's not out yet.
What?
He's not out yet. Supposedly. Well, he's suspended. Did he not suspend, but he's... What did he say? I'm not going to... I don't know what it was.
He's not doing any more public campaigning. He's going to work behind the scenes
to get more
continue
delegates.
To collect delegates.
He's going to be a force at the national convention. We're going, by the way. And I think it's going to be fun because we're going to, you know, hopefully, if they do what they've been doing, like, what was the fist fight that happened in the parking lot?
In Oklahoma. Yeah, they yelled down the surrogates that were there to speak, and then they had a fist fight out in the parking lot.
Well, you know, I mean, this is politics.
Romney supporters versus Paul supporters.
It was a slap fight.
I don't think the Paul supporters were slapping.
Should he endorse Mitt Romney to promote party unity? My response to that would be, if he's going to do it, he should wait till the very last minute because he should definitely hold out for as much as he can get at the convention. That's what I think.
Yeah, but what will that do to people who literally worship the Ron Paul message, the libertarian message?
Well, that's his problem. He's going to have to bring them. Remember we talked about Reagan making the speech at the hotel the day after when he
I watched it. It's one of the most moving speeches.
It is.
He says, we've just begun.
Right. And Nancy walked off the stage. She couldn't take it. She left. She was standing there next to him and in the middle of the speech while he's trying to get these people to calm down so he can. I'm talking about the morning after, not at the convention.
Right, but you said stage. It was like at a campaign office. And, you know, there's people crying and they're all upset.
Well, he was. And she wouldn't. She left. That's how intense it was. And what was that? 60?
60. No, it was in 80.
No. That was in like 76. That's what it was.
1976. Thank you.
And so we'll see if the same kind of thing happens. But the, you know, as far as the Ron Paul wing of the quote unquote Republican Party, we'll just have to see what happens when they get to the convention.
Do you remember Goldwater supporters or Reagan supporters starting fistfights outside?
I don't know. I'm sure. Let me tell you something. If you read the history, and you're a politician, so if you haven't, you should.
Oh, thanks a lot. Why don't you spit on me, too?
If you read the history of politics in this country, did I ever tell you the story about what happened in New York? And I'm trying to remember if it was, I think it was the Jackson campaign. Okay?
Jesse?
No, Andrew Jackson, back in the day. What they would do is the supporters for Jackson would go into these meetings, and they would take white chalk and mark the people who were for the opponent. And, of course, the candidates knew nothing about this because they were on their estates. And so then later what would happen is the thugs would come in and they would know who to beat up. So this is tame by comparison historically.
Here's host Richard Pete talking to political analyst Pete Wheelhauer. They discuss the latest polls which show Mitt Romney has a lead over President Obama.
Today's poll puts Romney ahead of the president by about 4 percentage points, I think, is what I read. These are snapshots in time at an awfully early point, aren't they?
They are, and, you know, any one poll is likely to be off by a little bit, but each one is just a little estimate of what the public thinks. The best way to approach the polls is to look at all the major polls that are being asked at the given point in time and average them out.
Mm.
And when we do that, things are pretty even.
Yeah.
Barack Obama overall has a general couple-point advantage when you average out all the polls, but it's not overwhelming, and it's pretty much where the two candidates stood in 2008 as well, McCain and Obama, pretty much were neck and neck until the third week of September.
Yeah. And so this is not a surprise then?
Right. I don't think it's a surprise that you'll have some polls that will put him up and some polls that will have him slightly down.
Mm-hmm. Generally, incumbents have an advantage, but we just don't see that yet at this early start. Is that true?
Well, I think that what we see is that people have a pretty well-formed opinion about Barack Obama. We're not likely to see a huge amount of change in his standings in people's eyes because people have 4 years of information to go on. They're pretty well-informed about that already, even if it's relatively informal. Mitt Romney has a lot of educating to do in terms of the general public, telling them what he's about, making the case that he has a better solution to the nation's problems than the president does. And so that's where I think that we're likely to see some movement, unless there's some kind of a crisis that emerges. Where we see the incumbency advantage for the president is in two primary areas. One is that he has the bully pulpit, and so what he talks about, the media covers because he's the president.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this case, over the last week, the last news cycle has really favored the president's position on gay marriage, and that has given him a big advantage with regard to fundraising. He's gotten a bump in his fundraising numbers from all accounts over the last several days. And then you see in his strategy the power of the incumbency, too, because he has a record to run on. He has specific policies that he can point to with specific subgroups of the electorate that he's trying to mobilize and attract. And so when we look at his efforts and his policies with regard to immigration, with regard to gay marriage, with regard to contraceptive cost and things like that, those all play to particular subsets of the Democratic electorate that he really needs to show up in order to get reelected.
We'll move along now into the debate over gay marriage. That's up next here after a few words on the Countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see CentOS trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With CentOS trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talking about talk radio and talk television, that's what our job is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The debate over gay marriage continues. Here's radio host Blake Butler with a focus on the president's evolution on gay marriage and how it has emerged as a campaign issue.
There's a lot of venom out there, and I'm starting to believe, folks, that this issue of equality could become a defining issue in the presidential campaign. Yes, we have jobs in the economy, but the Republicans don't have anything to show for that. Neither does Mitt Romney. So I don't know how they're going to frame that case. But this issue of equality, very important. And something else to mention, President Obama was definitely looking on the horizon when he made this decision. And the last thing I'll say about this is I'm glad I'm part of the group that has already evolved on this issue. As the Republicans have said time and time again, well, he finally made a decision after evolving on the issue. Well, they haven't evolved on the issue. They are a long way of evolving at all on any civil rights issue. Contrary to what the chairman of the Republican National Committee said this past weekend, this is a civil rights issue. He doesn't get it. But that's why he's chairman of the Republican National Committee. He fits in perfectly.
Here's host John McCurry talking to Jennifer Morales from a group in Milwaukee. They discussed the cover of Newsweek with a headline calling the president the first gay president.
Do you believe the magazine cover is more like an offensive stunt, or is it a coronation for what you guys believe in?
Well, you know, I think it is sensational. And, of course, we expect the media to do what it needs to do to sell magazines. On the other hand, I do think it is a tribute to the work that the president has done, not just his recent announcement regarding his support for gay marriage equality, but also many of the small things that he's done to help improve the lives of LGBT people and families.
He has done many things. There is no doubt about that. Would you have rather that he led from the front on this issue rather than kind of backing into it because of what Vice President Biden said and taking his time and really not leading from the front?
Well, I think it's really important for us to recognize that our presidents historically and our courts historically have not kicked in significant strides without a sense that the American public is moving forward on those issues. And so I think, you know, the president has a right to listen respectfully to the American public and to try to figure out where our community evolution has gone. And I believe his evolution reflects that, but I do believe it reflects his core principles of wanting every American to be treated equally and fairly.
What happens now? What's the next step? I know North Carolina voted recently and they shot it down. What do you expect to happen in the next few years?
It's important to note that the North Carolina favorable vote for the marriage ban is the lowest that it has turned out for any southern state. So I think that's an interesting sign of the political evolution of the southern voter as well. What's next? I think that we're up for some court battles. Certainly what's come out of California in terms of Prop 8 and the appeals and rulings suggest that we're in for a bit of a court battle going forward.
What was your gut core reaction when you first saw the news we cover, Jennifer?
I was concerned that it might reflect badly on President Obama, because there still is, as we know, a lot of bias against LGBT people, and to have him titled there as the first gay president, in quick reflex, I think people would take it badly. But Andrew Sullivan's article actually reflects on how many small things that the president has done over the years have led to this big announcement last week of his support for marriage equality. So, you know, I think the article puts it in context. I do believe that the cover is mostly to attract attention and sell magazines.
Up next, we talk about Syria. Been a while since that's been in the top 10. We'll get to it next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. Doug Steffen with a welcome back and a discussion or two or three on Syria. Let's take the television side first, where Anderson Cooper here talks to Senator John McCain about how McCain thinks the U.S. should or should not get involved in what's going on in Syria.
What do you think the U.S. should do, or the international community should do?
First of all, lead. Where's the President of the United States? When's the last time the President of the United States talked to the American people about how terrible the situation is? And also, by the way, the fact that from a national security standpoint, removal of Bashar Assad is a huge blow to Iran. But the important thing is our advocacy and belief in human rights. What they need, first of all, is weapons to defend themselves. Non-lethal equipment, as the Secretary of State and others have pledged, doesn't do very well against tanks and artillery. Then we need to talk with our allies about a sanctuary, a place where the government can organize, where we can train and equip these forces so that we can have a fair fight. Remember, again, we can't stop reminding people that it is Russian equipment and Iranians that are killing Syrians in an unfair fight. Shouldn't we give them a chance to defend themselves and their freedom? And finally, I believe that more moral leadership on the part of the United States is clearly called for.
Ambassador Rice, in the wake of the suicide attacks or the two bombings in Damascus last week, said it's signs that it's already a very militarized environment and that pouring more weapons in is not the solution.
Well, the weapons are pouring in from the Russians and the Iranians against these people who started out, as you know, peacefully demonstrating nearly a year ago. And you have seen the signs of it. I have warned about it. The longer this fight drags out, the more likely it is that foreign elements, including Al-Qaeda, could enter the fight. I still don't believe that they could hijack the revolution because these people are a direct contradiction to Al-Qaeda, at least in their their beginnings and their actions. So for us, by the way, aren't we running out of adjectives from Ambassador Rice and from the Secretary of State and others? Appalling, angry, unacceptable, aren't we running out of adjectives and adverbs? Isn't it time that we acted and stood up in behalf of these people? So I used to get angry. Now I just get sad.
Here's a radio host named Brian Suits, who has concern about conflicting reports from Syria.
The head of UNSMIS, the United Nations Observer Mission in Syria, is a Norwegian major general by the name of Robert Mood, M-O-O-D. And perhaps you've seen in the news that large car bombs are now a feature of life in Damascus over the last few weeks, specifically the last few days. The head of the UN's mission, the Norwegian major general, in this clip describes the UN observer's calming effect on the situation in Syria.
As the first step, the imperative remains for all sides to stop violence in all its forms. We already see a calming effect on the situation in locations where our military observers are deployed.
Well, then by all means, pack your bags and come on home if you're already seeing a calming effect. The BBC's Jonathan Head, however, begs to differ. Here he is reporting on the calming effect that he saw on Friday in Damascus.
Thursday's twin bombings were the most deadly since the Syrian uprising began last year.
That doesn't seem very calm.
Still burying its victims. Here, at the St. Elias Monastery, north of Damascus, they buried a Christian woman, killed as she went to work. And here at the Al-Othman Mosque in the capital, the funerals of several Muslim victims were shown on Syrian state television. Today, a group admitted carrying out the bombings. The soldiers of the Al-Nusra Front launched a military attack against the Denzab regime, announced this statement posted on the internet. It warned all Sunni Muslims to stay away from government buildings. The same group has claimed to be behind three...
Well, that seems ominous. All Sunni Muslims stay away from government buildings. Well, so guess what? Yes, they're not just Islamists, but they are paralleling the views of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda are overwhelmingly made up of Wahhabist fundamentalist Muslims, which is a branch of Sunni Islam. And their number one imperative is to first wipe out the world of heretics before infidels. Heretics, you say? Infidels? What the hell's the difference? Well, here's the difference. A heretic is someone who should know better but is turned away from the one true faith. Like, the Shia Muslims are heretics because the 10% of Islam, that is Shia Islam, are considered people who've read the same Quran, but they're following a different path. They are heretics. And by the way, the ruling clique of Syria are of the Alawite sect of Shia Islam. Syria, from the mid-level transit authorities all the way up to Bashar Assad and the army, Syria is run by Alawite Muslims. And they're a tiny minority in Syria, but you know what? They have all the guns.
Next, another hot one. J.P. Morgan Chase's multi-billion dollar loss. You lose any money in that deal? If you did, you'll want to listen to what's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
We crave chills. It's why we get a rush when we see Jason take his axe to some unsuspecting teen on Friday the 13th, or why we can't seem to look away when Carrie, dripping with pig's blood, incinerates her entire high school class. While mesmerizing, to be sure, the real question is, why do we pay for the pleasure of being scared? On this, there are various schools of thought. Some believe that fans of horror, be it movies or books, don't actually experience fear, but are excited instead, while others believe that people are willing to endure the terror because they know there's no real threat. Whatever the reason, movie studios like Seven Arts Pictures, a Los Angeles-based indie movie production company, are counting on customers who are willing to pay to be petrified by releasing a horror flick like Night of the Demons. In the movie, three friends attend a party held in a mansion where, years prior, six people disappeared and the owner hanged herself. For more information, visit www.7artspictures.com. That's the number 7.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. U.S. Air Force Airman Second Class John LaPlante, 543rd Ammunition Supply Squadron.
And I went to Busan, and that was nothing but poverty at the time. And when I went back in 2009, I went to where I'd been stationed, and today, no more airbase, no more ammunition dump. It's a resort. First Class A resort. To see what the country had become in 57 years at that time since I'd been there, it was just overwhelming. You know, not that I'm a hero. All I did was drive a truck. But, you know, we did our job.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Talk radio in review every day. This is a business talk radio as well. Here's host Jan Michelson talking about the way Wall Street likes to steal your money by convincing you that what they're doing is much too complicated for you simple folks to understand.
The guy who is in charge of J.P. Morgan that just said it, we lost like $2 billion in the last quarter, he was on over the weekend and in essence said, you know, we were just, what accounted for that loss? Well, we were just being stupid and sloppy.
The immediate question, the SEC is looking into this, did the bank break any laws? Did it violate any accounting rules or SEC rules?
So we've had audit, legal, risk, compliance, and we're best people looking at all of that. We know we were sloppy. We know we were stupid. We know there was bad judgment. We don't know if any of that's true yet. But of course, regulators should look at something like this. That's their job. So, you know, we are totally open kimono with regulators, and they will come to their own conclusions. But we intend to fix it, learn from it, and be a better company when it's done.
Yeah, we were just stupid and sloppy. You know, our bad. Is $2 billion gone? Rickards writes, and this is about three paragraphs here. I know this is kind of technical stuff, but it does have a direct effect on you. He says, of all the tricks that Wall Street uses to pull the wool over the eyes of regulators, Congress, and everyday Americans, none is more effective than the pretense that the strategies used in finance are so complicated that very few outside the banking industry could possibly ever understand them. Wall Street CEOs ask to be treated like nuclear engineers and say, trust us, when it comes to the complexity of their tasks. In fact, no trust could be more misplaced, and no claim to superior knowledge could ever be further from the truth. The $2 billion loss announced at J.P. Morgan last week was the latest example. Management, starting with CEO Jamie, Dimon, you just heard a second ago saying sloppy and stupid, would have the public believe the loss was due to a complex hedging strategy involving hard-to-value instruments and embedded risk that eluded the best and brightest minds at the bank until it was too late. This is nonsense. The trade was a simple bet on the difference or spread between the price of a group of bonds and an index based upon bonds. In theory, those two prices should be about the same. In practice, they may vary due to factors such as relative liquidity of the bonds and index. At a certain point, the J.P. Morgan trader known as the whale, took a view that the index was expensive and the bonds were cheap. In effect, by selling the index and buying the bonds, the whale could own the spread. And as the spread comes back to normal, the whale reaps enormous profits and finally unwinds the trade by selling what he bought and buying what he sold at better prices. The problem began when the trade is done in a huge size. The others in the market, such as hedge funds, smell blood. Instead of bringing the spread back to normal, they begin to widen it by buying the index and selling the bonds. I know this is really technical, folks, and it's over a lot of this is over way over my head here. But the Rickard's point here is the Fed has engineered a massive wealth transfer from everyday Americans to the large banks.
Host Paul W. Smith with Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan, who says the problem goes way beyond economics. It's a question of moral and ethics.
Your take, if any, on what's happening with J.P. Morgan Chase and losing $2 billion, making some risky decisions, and it's kind of a deja vu all over again.
It is, and I think it goes to something that, frankly, you and I are both concerned with, and that's the integrity quotient of a lot of our leadership and a lot of people coming out. I don't think government is supposed to be establishing religious principles and all of that, but we're certainly supposed to be not undermining what goes on, encouraging people with the concept of morality in our civilized world, that it means something. And when we have ethics that are just situational, and people do things just for their own benefit and hurt good corporations, good entities, and good people in the process, that's something that has to change. So for us in our educational settings, for us in our community settings, where we will encourage people to stand firm and do the moral things that are right, that our framework was set upon. It was Jonathan Witherspoon who signed the Declaration of Independence, one of those 56 strong people. He said a republic once equally poised must either preserve its virtue or lose its liberty. This goes way beyond economics. It goes way beyond cultural things. It goes to the heart and soul of individuals themselves. And let's encourage that. And I think you do a great job in promoting those people and causes all around this great state that are given to charity, given to positive values and moral courage.
Another talk radio host, Bill McEwen here, this time talking to another political analyst. This is Phelana Sutton. She says J.P. Morgan Chase's recent multi-billion-dollar loss proves that Washington can't do anything to control what's going on Wall Street.
The president's out saying today, well, J.P. Morgan's one of the best-run banks in the industry, and Jamie Dimon is one of the smartest guys and best guys in banking. And then he turns around and says, but we need more Wall Street reform. So which one is it, President Obama?
I got to say, Mr. President, I love you. I'm your gal. But you are so wrong on this, so wrong that I have to take to the airwaves to tell people what's going on.
Repeatedly wrong, in fact.
It is repeatedly wrong. We got to back up a little bit. When he was going to appoint Eric Holder, Attorney General, I went, this is almost a genius decision, Bill. I thought this is so cool because Eric was, just before his appointment, he was working at Covington and Burlington. This is a very large law firm that handles white-collar crime. And what was so interesting about that
you
is...
You mean defending white-collar crime?
Defending, yes. Yeah. What was so interesting about that is that Covington's clients were Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Deutsche Bank. So I thought, if anybody knows where the bodies are buried, it's Eric Holder, and he's going to get into office, and he's going to let loose, and heads are going to be on sticks in front of the White House. They're going to crucify these guys.
No, his appointment was to take care of those guys.
Okay, that was in the mind of Phelana Sutton. That's what I was really hoping. And this is clearly what's not has happened. As I understand it through my research, the president and Eric Holder sat down with these banks and said, the only thing that is protecting us from the pitchforks and the people are us. So you need to work with us. That sounds great in theory, I think. But you cannot ignore the fact that to date, no one has gone to jail for any of these crimes. And I call them crimes because that's what they are. It's criminal what they did to people. So you read into it a little further, what the White House worked out with the banks, so that they would pay fines wherein they did not take any responsibility for the things that have happened.
Oh, and by the way, the government gave them a ton of money ahead of time, so they have plenty of money.
Yeah, we
to
totally bailed
fines.
Them out. Okay, so just one example here. I'm a small gal. I mean, I work hard for my money. So when I read that Goldman Sachs agreed to pay $550 million and admit no wrongdoing, I was like, yeah, that's a lot of money. This is cool. We are getting somewhere. But then I read further and learned that in 2007, Goldman Sachs paid its executives in bonuses. This is not their base rate. This is not their pay. This is just bonuses. $12.1 billion with the B, just in bonuses. So what they paid in their so-called fines, 4% of what they actually pay out in bonuses to the guys who created this mess, they should be sitting in jail.
Now, a new item coming up, the drones being used to fly over our country next year on The Countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk radio world, talk television, and the controversy at the moment, a new one, the use of drones here in our country. Brett Baer on Fox talked to analysts Charles Krauthammer and Mara Liasson. They both think there ought to be a ban on the use of these drones here in our country.
Well, there was a statement on the FAA website that said that they're streamlining the process for public agencies to fly unmanned aerial surveillance planes, drones, inside the U.S. What about this? Raised a lot of eyebrows up on Capitol Hill, Charles.
It should. I'm going to go hard left on you here. I'm going to go ACLU. I don't want regulations. I don't want restrictions. I want a ban on this. Drones are instruments of war. The founders had a great aversion to any instruments of war, the use of the military, inside of the United States. They didn't like standing armies. It has all kinds of statutes against using the army in the country. A drone is a high-tech version of an old army and a musket. It ought to be used in Somalia to hunt bad guys, but not in America. I don't want to see it hovering over anybody's home. Yes, you can say we've got satellites, we've got Google Street, and London has a camera on every street corner, but that's not an excuse to cave in on everything else and accept a society where you're always under being watched by the government. This is not what we want. I would say you ban it under all circumstances, and I would predict, I'm not encouraging, but I'm predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
I don't know if you can do that. Aren't they awfully high up?
But you may have to use a lot of them. You may have to use a very high-powered one. You may have to use a bazooka. I'm not encouraging. I'm simply making a prediction.
A libertarian,
a folk
Charles,
hero.
Yes,
you.
is stepping up.
Left-wing libertarian.
Well, look, I think there's going to be a huge outcry from conservatives and Republicans in the House of Representatives against this. I mean, this is like black helicopters, you know, redux.
It doesn't worry you?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know what they're going to be used for, and this is more than a crime helicopter. But all I'm saying is the politics of this, regardless of my personal opinion, that this is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, and it's going to be like black helicopters.
Well, it's been used once already. There's already a case, a North Dakota man apparently, testing the legality of drones in the domestic law enforcement cases. And what about from the law enforcement point of view that's dealing with a budget that they can't handle? They're saying, listen, we can't afford helicopters, but we need the eyes in the sky to be able to see where the bad guys are. And if we're cutting budgets across state and local governments, this is a way to help us out. What do you say to them?
I would say the price of liberty. These, you can hear a helicopter, you can't hear a drone. You know, if you hear a helicopter, you can hide under a bush. Well, you can't with this, which is why it's effective in Pakistan and elsewhere. It's deaf and it's silent. Now, I don't think we want a society where there are these objects hovering over, streaming real-time information about you, your family, your car, your location. We know it's going to be abused. Yes, you say, sure, we're going to start a restriction here now so we can save $80,000. It's not worth it. And the founders were deeply opposed to the militarization of civil society. They had all kinds of aversions to it. And this is importing it because, it's, as you say, it's cheap, it's easy, it's silent, it's something that you can easily deploy. It's going to be, I think, the bane of our existence. Stop it here, stop it now.
Radio host Jimmy Cefalo with Judge Andrew Napolitano about the legality of using these drones here in America.
Let's talk about this case a little bit, because it's one thing to fly drones over the U.S. border to try and find people coming into the country. The Air Force now is saying that it is absolutely okay not only to use the videotape from these drones, but to actually keep that video and analyze it for certain days. What happened to the Fourth Amendment?
Well, the Fourth Amendment is slowly being eroded, and it's being eroded by the Congress looking the other way. Well, an authoritarian president, not the only president to do this, but the president to do it in extremes at the present moment, utilizes the government to destroy our liberty. I mean, he began by using drones to kill terrorists in Pakistan. In my view, not lawful, because there's no declaration of war and the president can't kill on his own. But politically justifiable, because these were bad people who he had reason to believe, if unmolested, if uninterfered with, would harm American freedom and safety. From that, he elevated it to killing Americans in foreign countries who he felt was evil. And his attorney general said, well, this is a substitute form of due process because we engage in careful deliberation and the strikes are surgical. There is no substitute due process under the Constitution. The president doesn't have the authority to kill on his own, and the strikes are not surgical. In fact, the one American that they targeted, who was born in New Mexico, Anwar al-Awlaki, was also killed with an American companion and his 16-year-old son, also American. Now we find out that the Air Force wants to dispatch drones over the mainland of the United States of America, supposedly to help police find missing persons or kidnap victims or bad guys. This despite federal law that prohibits the use of the military for ordinary law enforcement without an express declaration by the president that a natural disaster has occurred or rebellion is taking place. None of these laws are being followed, and all of this is in the name of spying or killing at the presidential whim.
That's a hot one. You may want to find out more about it. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, please, on the homepage of DougStephan.com.